Hello, and welcome to Historical Fashion Really Isn't What You Think It Is, and I'm your host, Chloe. Little black dress, headband with a feather, pearl necklace, and high heels. When you hear these things, you most likely think of the 1920s. More specifically, you think of the fashion. But what if I were to tell you that 1920s fashion is not these things? The first topic we're going to be starting with is the silhouette. Carolina, a historical fashion reenactor, talked about the silhouette in one of her videos, named 1920s Encyclopedia Part 1 Daywear. One of the things that she said, and from the research I've done, that I agreed with is 1920s fashion did not come from nowhere. With the expansion of cities and transportation, the suffragette movement, and changes in the clothing industry, women's fashion was undergoing huge changes, even before the First World War. There were attempts to ditch corsets for some built-in structures and dresses. There was an introduction of women's pants around 1911. Shorter skirts made ankles fashionable again. When the First War came, it didn't revolutionize fashion in a day. All of this was already put in motion by the experimental designers and fashion-forward women of the pre-war world. This shows that the women's silhouette did not come from nowhere. It was already put in motion by modern designers and suffragettes, which is a big thing. She also talks about how they ditched corsets, which is something that had been in the making for years. And she talks about how they switched to built-in structures, which ultimately changed the silhouette in a huge way, though it was very gradual. Another thing that she said that I agree with is, it's also important to remember that 1920s were a decade, and a lot of things can happen in a decade. And the beginning of the decade looked completely different from the end. These two things show that you can't just look at the decade as a whole and clump it all together and say, yes, this is what the decade was. Because the truth behind that is that it was a lot more than that. A decade is 12 years. So many things can change in 12 years. And to say that the entire decade was exactly the same or clumping it all together just isn't accurate or a good way to talk or show a decade. This is extremely prevalent when talking about the silhouettes, because the main thing that people look for in pictures and in media and historical reenactment is the silhouette. The silhouette is what defines the costume or the outfit, and trying to mix a whole bunch of different silhouettes throughout the decade just won't work. It most likely won't look good, and anybody who knows anything about historical fashion of the decade will be able to point out immediately that they should have singled it down to one part of the decade. For example, in the same video, she says this. Women's busts were not seen as fashionable. In fact, you wanted to be quite boxy and have a very flat chest. And when it came to the waist, it went from being gathered slightly under the natural waist level in the early 1920s to almost hitting the hips in the second half of the 20s, only to start being ascended again at the very end of the decade. And dresses have also transformed in time. They went from being quite loose and long, almost hitting the ankles at the beginning of the decade, to more fitted designs barely covering ladies' knees at the later half of the decade. The first quote shows that if you go back a decade before, women's busts weren't seen as unfashionable. And that's a major change to the silhouette. The second one is talking about where the waist is gathered, and that's a huge part of the silhouette. If the waist is gathered at the hips, it creates a very boxy look of the body. And if it's gathered at your natural waist, which is right below your bust, it will give a more curvy look, and it will define your natural curves. Those are completely different, and that's a very large change. The last one is talking about where dresses fall on people. She was talking about how at the beginning of the decade, the only thing that was shown was your ankle, while right at the end, right below your knee and all the way down was shown. Nowadays, a lot of people don't really think of that as a lot, but considering the centuries beforehand where women had to wear floor-length dresses to be considered fashionable, it is a big deal. Nowadays, we don't really see it as shocking, but back then, it was insanely shocking. A common misconception is that they wore dresses that were above their knees. That is often reinforced by media and shows today. The truth behind that is that they did not wear any sort of dress or skirt that showed their knees. That was a huge no-no for just standing. If you were dancing or doing sports and your knees showed, that wasn't a big deal, seeing as that was common. But you never went out of your way to wear a dress or skirt that showed your knees. Even looking at one of the makeup habits of women back then shows that. They used to either paint or blush their knees to make them look sort of cute, so that whenever they were dancing or the wind blew up their dresses, their knees would be briefly shown and it would be something that's cute. A lot of the illustrations that show women wearing skirts or dresses that are shorter than their knees is most likely because of how the drawing style was back then. It's time to wrap it up. Today we talked about the silhouette of the 1920s and how it slowly changed throughout the decade instead of all being one thing. I hope that now you've learned a little bit more about 1920s women's fashion. You'll put a bit more effort than the little black dress, headband with a feather, pearl necklace, and high heels.